Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, sometimes too much to drink is just not enough.
Sometimes.
Yeah, some every once in a while, right? Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
I think it's time to revisit Sven and Ole.
Sven and Ole. I like Sven and Ole.
Don't you think? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ole died.
Oh, yeah.
Lena went to the local newspaper to put a notice into the obituaries.
Uh-huh.
Gentleman at the counter offering his condolences asked Lena, "What would you like to say about Ole?"
Mm-hmm.
Lena says, "Yes, put Ole died." The gentleman said, somewhat perplexed, "That's it? Just Ole died? Surely there must be something more you'd like to say about Ole. If it's money you're concerned about, the first five words are free."
First five?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So we must say something more. So Lena says, "Okay, then let's just say, okay, you put Ole died. Boat for sale."
Boat for sale.
Why not? Right?
And track.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Let's see here. Nope.
Can't do that.
Yeah, right, yep. Yeah. So Ole and Sven grabbed their poles and headed out to do some ice fishing.
Okay.
Yeah. As they were augering one hole, they heard a loud voice say, "There is no fish under the ice." Right. Ole and Sven moved about 25 feet over and started to make another hole.
Uh-huh.
The voice said one more time, "There are no fish under the ice."
There's no fish there.
Yeah. They both looked around and then looked up, and Ole said in a humble voice, "Is that you, God?" And the voice said, "No, you idiots, it's the ice rink attendant."
Here comes the Zamboni.
Yeah, you look out for the Zamboni.
Aye.
Right, yep, yep. A Norwegian, a Swede, and a Dane made a bet about who could stay the longest in a stinky pig barn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They all went in at the same time. After only 2 minutes, the Dane came running out.
He's out of there.
After
man.
5 minutes, the Swede comes stumbling out the door.
Mm-hmm.
After 10 minutes, the pigs all started running out.
Oh, dear.
Oh, das Norwegians.
Yeah, Norwegians, yeah. They're shiftless.
Well, you know that it was the Swedes who invented the toilet seat.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, yeah, but it was just the Norwegians who put the hole
put
in
the
it.
Hole
yeah.
in
right,
it.
Yeah.
A Norwegian transmission, right?
Right, shiftless.
Yes.
Yeah,
shiftless,
yeah.
Yes.
Ole was in trouble. He forgot his wedding anniversary again,
dear.
And Lena was really angry. She told him tomorrow morning, "I expect to see something in the driveway that goes from 0 to 200 pretty dang fast." So the next morning, Ole got up and left work. When Lena woke up, she looked out the window, and sure enough, there was a gift box in the middle of the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Confused, Lena put on her robe and ran out to the driveway and brought the box into the house. And opened it and found a brand new bathroom scale.
0 to 200.
200.
Boom.
Yeah. Ole has not been seen since Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
The swelling hasn't gone down
yet. Yeah. Exactly. Rice. Ole says. Sven says to Ole, "I found this pen. Is it yours?" Ole says, "I don't know. Give it here." And then he tries it and says, "Yes, it is." He says, "Well, how do you know that is your pen?" And he says, "Well, that's my handwriting."
Of course
it's my pen, right? Yeah. Hey, we got a great show coming at us this week.
Goody.
Bryn Hill's riding along with us. We have Pat Richardson's going to do some poetry.
Nice.
Yeah, we have Trinity Seeley, Rex Allen, Sons of the San Joaquin. Woo-hoo. Yeah, all those good ones. But we're going to start with our buddy Luke Reed.
Let's do it.
You know, and Cowboy is his name.
Texas to an uncharted land, looking for a place to make his way. With a saddle and a bedroll and a dream in his mind, he started a legend still living today. With a hat made by Stetson, spurs and high heel boots, through the years not that much has changed. He never meant to be a hero, it just turned out that way. He's still around and cowboy is his name. He's what all the little fellas want to grow up to be, and what women think they can domesticate. He's at home on a range and alone in a crowd, feels he's born 100 years too late. What he does, he doesn't do for fortune or for fame. It's way of life, 'cause cowboy is his name. He's been wrote about in poetry, sung about in song, talked about in Houston and Cheyenne. You might see him at the stockyards or the local rodeo, but most days he's out making a hand. He doesn't measure worth in money or a fancy house in town. He's happy with his life out on the plains. He's a friend you can depend on in the snow and sleet and rain. He takes pride in knowing cowboy is his name. He's what all the little fellas want to grow up to be, what the women think they can domesticate. He's at home on a range and alone in the crowd, feels he's born 100 years too late. What he doesn't do for fortune or for fame. It's a way of life, 'cause cowboy is his name. He's still out there somewhere riding on the range. He's proud to know the cowboy is his name.
Well, yeah, there you go, and cowboy is his name.
Good one, yeah.
Good stuff there from our buddy Luke Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Yeah.
Sure glad you're riding along with us here this week, folks.
Boy, did we have some fun.
Goodness sakes, too much.
Is there such a thing?
No such thing as too much fun.
That's right.
I've been told that.
Yeah.
But we spent the weekend in Casper at the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
What a great time.
You know, good organization.
Good people, good organization.
Yeah.
They're preserving history, and how much better can you get?
You can't. How could you not have fun?
Exactly.
So the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame inducts people every year,
mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm,
to honor. And these are cowboys, okay?
Real cowboys.
Real cowboys. The thing that impresses me the most about this organization is it's not the Ranchers Hall of Fame.
Right.
It's not the Rodeo Cowboys Hall of Fame.
Right.
It is... there, you have to have 45 years of proven work, butt in the saddle.
Butt in the saddle. Yep.
Butt in the saddle, yeah.
So I'll never be inducted.
Oh, no, absolutely. We will never qualify.
And I would never make a pimple on a cowboy's hind end.
You know, we come away from that thing.
Yeah, we did.
Humbled.
Very, very humbled.
Because you hear the stories, you read the stories of these cowboys, and when I say cowboys, this is gender neutral.
That's right.
Okay?
Yes.
And I'm going to throw that out there right now, because there were men and women inducted into the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Right.
You know, and Georgie would have poked you in the nose if you called her a cowgirl.
If you ever called her a cowgirl.
That's right.
She was inducted into the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame, and she had some words to say about that.
Yeah. She sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's true.
And my wife, same way.
This is gender neutral here, folks.
Cowboys, cowboy.
Cowboys, cowboy.
Yes.
You darn right.
Yep.
And we spent the weekend hearing the stories, listening, watching videos. That's another thing that I think is really cool.
I like those videos.
They send videographers out to the inductees' ranches, and we only got to see little snippets at the induction ceremony. There is a whole video of these men and women in their working environment.
That's right, you know, and vintage photos.
Yeah,
and
right,
and all of them very, very humble.
Oh man, yeah,
you know,
yep, exactly. One of the inductees, I overheard his spouse saying that he didn't want to come,
right,
because he said, you know, I just don't belong in the city. I got things to do. I don't want to go.
That's why he was inducted.
She talked him to go and said, you know, you're going to see friends there that you haven't seen for years.
You know, and that's right. It is a great big reunion.
Well, it's a family reunion, but the difference is everybody likes each other.
Exactly.
And gets along.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But that was what talked him into going, and he was glad he did. I talked to him afterwards, and he just said, yeah, I've seen friends here I've not seen for years.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But they're getting a few accolades in an occupation that does not receive much.
Very little.
Yeah, very, very few accolades and not much recognition at all.
Well, and there's a song out there. He's out there. You just can't see him from the road.
That's exactly right. We need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Sons of the San Joaquin are going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.